peace on earth, goodwill to men.
All Quebecers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, sat sri akal, namaskar, bonjour, adab, and welcome to Desi Beats at CKUT. Listeners, you have tuned into 90.3 FM. And as always, 6 to 7 p.m., we bring to you the best of South Asian music, interviews, discussions, whatever is happening around here in the city of Montreal. Dosto, mera naam hai Ambika Sharma, aur aaj ki sham, main hoon aapki host aaj ke program ke liye. Today is a special day because happy Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And hoping and wishing that you have been spoiled by gifts, chocolates and whatnots, flowers, etc., etc. But also wishing and hoping that you get spoiled by so much love each day of the year. And for today's session, very exciting session, we have a great interview by a local Montreal band called Undefined. So I'm going to be starting off with this interview, and later on in the program, I'm going to be putting up some most romantic songs for you to enjoy the Valentine's Day flavor. So getting started with the interview first, Undefined is a Montreal band that dabbles in punk and a variety of other genres. They have played shows in downtown Montreal, and they released their first EP in September of 2020. They've been writing music since 2018, and the band has four members. Sam Arneja, who's the lead singer, Thomas McCaughey, who's the guitarist, Adam Satyavian, bassist, and Max Ploy, drummer. So we welcome the members of Undefined, and hello and good evening to you all. How are you all doing? Hope you are good and well. Let's get started with some conversation. I'm very excited to know. And yes, before we go ahead, I want to say that today's session, I'm going to be playing also their song. Now, this song has been especially created around the farmers' protest in India, as you must have heard about it. And because this is such an intense issue that is getting attention all over the world, it's so important that the music around that and coming together of these four youngsters and trying to create something around that, there's a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned in. We're going to be talking to Undefined in a jiffy now. So we're going to get started with Adam, and I want to ask you, Adam, tell me, how did you all meet?
Right, well, Thomas, Sam, and I have all been good friends since high school, and just kind of having fun, jamming, playing little shows here and there, mostly just covers. And then later on in CJA, I met Max, and he didn't know that we needed a drummer, but he found out that we had a band, and just out of nowhere asked if we need a drummer, and it was perfect timing, and he fit in with us perfectly. We're all a tight-knit group now.
That sounds so cool. And also, I'm just thinking, how do you come up with your songs? What's the creative process like?
Well, usually there's a mix of things. Oftentimes we'll be hanging out in Max's garage. He's our drummer. So we'll jam and build off an idea, or a lot of times I'll come up with some ideas on my own, or Sam will, or whoever will. And we just kind of send it back and forth or play with it in person. Sometimes we do it all on our own. It depends.
Okay, so it's pretty fluid, it's pretty open. So let me tell you, people, all the listeners of Desi Beats, this was Thomas, the guitarist of the band, talking to us about the creative process of the band. Also, when you hear this kind of music, sometimes you feel that there's some kind of angst, there's some kind of, you know, the things that are going on in your head. So I want to ask Sampreet, Sam, tell me why and what is so special about this song that you wrote for the farmers?
So about this song specifically, I think that there's a great sense of anger and urgency that comes with any sort of political movement that is this powerful. And so one of the things that's most striking to me, and that I feel that a lot of my angst came from, is the idea that this song came from, this protest has been happening for almost 6 months now in India, and a lot of people hadn't heard about it, and that angered me. And that anger, I wanted to be able to translate into a song, because I wanted people to be able to see what was happening through the video, but I wanted them to feel how upsetting it could be to watch people suffer. And I think that is what we were able to do with this song, is write a song that truly captures the feelings of anger that you see when you see a humanitarian crisis like this, is the angst that comes from watching a fellow human suffer and not being able to do anything about it. This is what we were able to do about it.
Well, as they say, art always reflects whatever is going on around us. And right now, this is something that India is constantly struggling with, and there are questions around it. And it feels so good that your band has taken up this very problem from India. Actually, I'm a little kind of intrigued by this. So tell me, Sam, you have been brought up here, you have grown here, and what is your inequality? Is there a connection with India? I know that you are of Indian origin, but is there actually a real connection with the things that go on in India? What do you think of that?
So for me, it's always been a matter of, above everything else, we're people first, right? And of course, I have always been connected and attached and really powerfully drawn to my Indian roots. And I've always valued the culture. I've always valued the people. But at the end of the day, when I saw this crisis, I felt it as a duty, as a responsibility, right? And as a responsibility more than just as an Indian, but as a person, as a human being, that if I'm seeing fellow man struggle, if I'm seeing a fellow man suffer, then I knew that I had to do something about it, right? And that came from a lot of the teachings that we learn as Indians growing up. We learn about the value of community, the value of tradition, and we understand that that is one of the most powerful tools that we have at our disposal as a community. So this song to me, in terms of my Indian roots, the whole thing has been inspired by all the lessons I've been taught since I was young. But I think aside from just the fact that this is an Indian crisis, I think it's something that the whole world really should be having their eyes on. And fortunately, since we had our first interview, a lot more eyes have actually been drawn on this cause. And, you know, it's great to see that a lot of people are really taking a look at what's been happening. And that's truly, I think, one of the greatest things that I could have done.
Indeed. And I feel that, you know, it's a job well done by your parents. I have to say that being connected and being influenced by whatever things going around us is what brings justification, not really justification to art, but kind of, yeah, just puts it out there. I have a question.
It's also a sense of the fact that art as a tool to create change, right? Art in itself is not only an Indian thing, but it's a cultural thing. And I feel like with music, everyone connects to music. Everyone that listens to music, every culture, everywhere. Music is something that connects us all. It's something that we all can truly say that we have in common. And so when you're able to create a song like this and explain a perspective that not a lot of people really understand or know about through music, then there's nothing. There's no articles in the world. There's no news articles. There's no viral videos. There's nothing that can relay that kind of emotion, that kind of passion that you would typically feel through music.
I agree with you that combining your passion with a good cause is definitely what a true artist stands for. And with that, I am now wanting to know from Max, who is the drummer of the band for Undefined. Max, hello, and I want to ask you, tell me what's brewing next? What's the next song about or anything you're working on currently?
We're just been working on like different singles as of right now. We're just getting into a groove. It's a lot more difficult to be able to properly record songs when we're all separated, because we can build off each other when we're all together. It's a bit more harder when we're all in our own houses. But yeah, we've been working on a new single, and you can find us at undefined.mtl, and we have a Facebook, YouTube, Spotify.
Great. That's
the undefined.mtl is the Instagram handle, by the way, just to clarify.
Yeah, and from there you can find all of our other links.
I'm sure people are going to love your song. Undefined is on Instagram, as Max just said, and they are at undefined.montreal on Instagram. And they have very exciting singles coming up, so do tune in and do go and dig out more about them. But before we go away, I just have a curious question for Adam, Thomas, and Max. So this song particularly was something that was concerned with an issue on something specific in India. Were you guys keyed in about that? Did you guys know what the song was about? Were you aware of the things? And I'm excluding Sam from this because I know he has a fair bit of awareness of what's going on, that being his home country. But were you all aware of what the content was? Do you have an idea about it?
Well, personally, I wasn't aware of it before Sam had brought it up to me. And like he had mentioned, or I believe he mentioned it just earlier in the interview, but he didn't know about it. Well, he really stumbled across it. And he had come to the group of us explaining what was going on. I'll speak for myself only, but I think all of us are not super connected to what's going on in India because I'm Indian. But we personally, and I think we all do, still care when we see injustices happening to people. And that's kind of why we wanted to write this song the way we did. Sam took care of the lyrics because it's more of a personal thing to him. But we all worked on the music together, and I wanted it to, like when I was doing my guitar part, I wanted it to be something a bit angry, but also a bit catchy, so it sticks with people, but people see that, like, we're not happy that things are happening the way they are, and things need to change, not just in India, but in the whole world. We need to start looking after each other more.
Well said. I guess that's that suffices everything. And of course, the young minds coming together around issues like this is definitely a big hope for future. And today being Valentine's Day, could you hum something romantic for us? Yes, before we close.
That'll be on Sam.
What was the question? Can I hum something romantic?
Or anything. So we're just trying to reinforce the Valentine's Day special.
Nothing, Sam.
To all you beautiful lovelies out there that are listening to us on the radio right now, thank you guys for your support. Go show these farmers some support. Donate on our band page. We love you. We love everyone. And that's what this band's about. That's what this song's about. We have to start loving each other more. We have to start caring for each other more. And what better gift on Valentine's Day to give the world than to show love to some Indian brothers and go into constant support for this cause?
Thank you. Well, that was some pitch. So thank you so much, Undefined. Your song is really cool. And guys, you can find them as Undefined at .Montreal on Insta. And also their song, we're going to be putting it up on the Facebook page of Daisy Beats. You can listen to them. I want to thank Sam, Thomas, Adam, and Max a lot. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the musical journey, and we look forward to having you again with your next song.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Against your greed, nothing you can get.
की डोरियों 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 से मैनू तू बांध ले पक्की यारियों 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 में होंदे ना फासले ए नाराजगी कागजी सारी तेरी मेरे सोने सुन ले मेरी दिल दिया गल्ला सजा के तू है मेरी वफा रख अपना बना के मैं तेरे लिया यारा ना पावी कदे दूरियां तेनू लखा तो छुपा के रखा अखा ते सजा के तू है मेरी वफा रख अपना बना के मैं तेरे लिया यारा ना पावी कदे
नाल नाल बैठ के अख नाल किस तरह गिरह ये सुलझे है रोम रोम एक तारा है रोम रोम एक तारा जो बादलों में से गुजरे ये मोह मोह के धागे तेरी उंगलियों से जा
अफीमी है तेरा वो चेहरा नूरानी कहीं कहीं दिल वाली बातें भी ना वो सजरी जवानी कहीं जग घूमया थारे जैसा ना कोई जग घूमया थारे जैसा ना कोई ना तो हंसना रुमानी कहीं ना तो खुशबू सुहानी कहीं ना वो रंगली यादें देखी ना वो प्यारी सी नादानी कहीं जैसी तू है वैसी रहना जग घूमे थर जैसा ना कोई जग घूमे थर जैसा ना कोई जग घूमे थर जैसा ना कोई जग घूमे के मौसमों की भीगी हरियाली तू सर्दियों में गालों पे जो आती है वो लाली तू रातों का सुकून रातों का सुकून भी है सुबह की अजान है चाहतों की चादरों में मैंने है संभाली तू कहीं आग जैसी जलती है बने बरखा का पानी कहीं कभी मन जाना चुपके से यूं ही अपनी चलानी कहीं जैसी तू है वैसी रहना जग घूमया थारे जैसा ना कोई जग घूमया थारे जैसा ना कोई नसीबों में या हौसले की बातों में सुखों और दुखों वाली सारी सौगातों में संग तुझे रखना है, संग तुझे रखना है, तूने संग रहना मेरी दुनिया में भी, मेरे जज्बातों में तेरी मिलती निशानी कहीं, जो है सबको दिखानी कहीं, तू तो जानती है मर के भी मुझे आती है निभानी कहीं, वही करना जो है कहना, जग घूमे थारे जैसा ना कोई, जग घूमे
Oh. सांसों में ढलने दो जरा सांसों में ढलने दो जरा धीमी सी धड़कन को बढ़ने दो जरा लम्हों की गुजारिश है ये पास आ जाए
जरा शोर हुआ, दिल चोर हुआ, तेरी ओर हुआ, हलचल हुई, जरा शोर हुआ, दिल चोर हुआ, तेरी ओर हुआ, ऐसी चले जब हवा, इश्क हुआ ही हुआ, ऐसी चले जब हवा
हवाएं होंगी इतनी बेशरम, फिर ना डगमग डगमग होंगे ये कदम, फिर ना हवाएं होंगी इतनी बेशरम, फिर ना डगमग डगमग होंगे ये कदम।
सावन ये सीधा
समझो ना, समझो ना, समझो ना, समझो ना।
हवा कुछ हौले हौले जुबान से क्या कुछ बोले, क्यों दूरी है अब दरमियां। देखो ना,
देखो
देखो जले बुझे, मीठी सी मुश्किल है कोई क्या करे। जुगनू जैसी चाहत देखो जले बुझे, मीठी सी मुश्किल है कोई क्या करे।
होंठों की अर्जी ऐसे ठुकराओ ना, सांसों की मर्जी को झुटलाओ ना।
छूलो ना, छूलो ना, छूलो ना, छूलो।
हवा कुछ हाले हाले जुबान से क्या कुछ बोले, ना दूरी है अब को सुना दे।
बोल हल्की हल्की
मुझे प्यार लगता है जाने क्यों,
मैं तो जो भी कहूँ तुम्हें इकरार लगता है जाने क्यों।
छोड़ो भी ये अदा, पास आके जरा बात दिल की कोई कह दो ना। हे शोना हे शोना चाह हवाओं में उड़ता हूँ
gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.